Team Canada with a big win yesterday over Venezuela at the FIBA Americas. And Jonesy, it's one thing to crush Cuba by 40 points. But Venezuela is a little tougher test. And watching that game, man, it was chippy there at moments before halftime there, especially some bodies flying all over the place. And the referee is doing a pretty good job, I thought, of reining it back in. But this team continues to build. And, man, they started to look good in that game.
I said yesterday when I was talking to Greg Brady, it's about coming together. It's not a talent issue for this team. It's playing together and trying to develop some cohesion in a very short time period. Because let's face it, after this tournament, guys are going to go back to where they're going. Corey Joseph's going back to the Raptors. Andrew Wiggins and Anthony Bennett are going back to Minnesota. Aaron Dornacamp's going back overseas. Like they disband, and that's the time that you have together. And it's unlike some of these other teams where the guys go and play. They scatter and play in various corners of the world, but they've got that experience and they know what it's like to play together. And I think that's what Canada has to build right now. And I thought Corey Joseph was terrific, pushing the pace at the start of the game, breaking the Venezuelan defense down, getting into the heart of the lane. Kelly Olynyk must have got 3-4 easy baskets, right under the tin, thanks to Joseph breaking down the defense, pushing the ball. I like that. I like the way they're coming on. And, the first game to Argentina, that's a tough one to start, but it probably got their attention as to, hey, here's what we need to do if we're going to be successful in this tournament. So, I like what they've done in the last couple of games coming back. They really, really took it to Cuba, and they looked good last night right from the jump.
I mentioned how chippy that game looked at times yesterday, Jonesy. If you're a team with lesser skill, which I would say almost every team at this tournament has less skill than Team Canada has on paper, you're going to try and get in their grill. You're going to try and get in their kitchen. That's what Argentina did so well against this Canadian team, and Venezuela tried to at times. And I'm sure the Canadians learned a little bit from that first game against Argentina. It might be good that they got that wake-up call in the very first game of this tournament.
Yeah, and that's the way international ball is. I tweeted a couple days ago when Scola was going off, and again, I talked to Greg Brady about it yesterday. The games are so different. The international game is so different from the NBA game. The physicality. There was a foul on Dwight Powell in the first quarter. In the NBA, that's a flagrant one. I mean, contact like that.
Oh, yeah, and he was down for a while.
Airborne, unable to protect himself. I think he got hit up around the neck. That's no question. That's a flagrant one. They're looking at it if it's unnecessary and excessive and possibly a flagrant two and throwing the guy out. International ball, you get up and you take your free throws and away you go. So the game, the way it's officiated, it lends itself to a game that is much more physical in nature than the NBA game. So they're going to do that. When they get a chance because of the rules, my analogy, Ben, would be to, what was it, 6, 7, 8 years ago after the first lockout in hockey, they said, okay, no more clutching, grabbing. We're going to let the skill guys play. And they started calling all the obstruction and interference.
Yeah.
The international basketball hasn't gotten to that. David Stern, after the Olympics in probably 2004 or 5, the NBA changed it and said, no, we're going to let the skill guys play. They used to have the bumping, the pushing, the clutching, the grabbing, holding up cutters across the lane, the hand checking. They've changed all that. You can't touch guys now. And that's the other reason why defense is so tough in the NBA, because you get those guards and you can't touch them, and they get past you. The international game, very, very different.
Which do you prefer, Jonesy? Because, yeah, it is a throwback to yesteryear in the NBA. You used to see it so much, and the Bad Boy Pistons, I mean, that was you were in a street fight when you played those teams. Which do you prefer? I know it's you want to see the highlights, the dunks, and the offense, and it sells. And we might not have a Golden State Warriors as an NBA champion if we went back to the old days and we allowed the physical play. But there was some part of that I kind of think we're missing out on. Which do you prefer?
I prefer the NBA game the way it is now, Ben, because I think they're starting to strike the balance. I mean, it's not like you I mean, you can't breathe on a guy. It's not like the college game where it's really called tightly. The NBA, they realize these are big men, and there's going to be some physical contact, but as long as there's no advantage gained, and that's why, you know, a guy who's got the ball on a string out front and beats you, and then you bump him, well, you're gaining advantage by bumping him, so that's why they're calling it. Although in the post, they'll let guys lean and fight for position, and there's contact, and as long as there's no advantage, they let you play. I just think the international game has too much of that. There's too much physicality that doesn't let the skilled players play. And I think the NBA really has struck a balance. The other thing I like about the NBA game, especially when you get to the playoffs, I mean, I watched, you know, I covered this tournament a couple years ago, and Canada was sailing right along.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed one more win to qualify for the World Cup, and they couldn't do it. And the NBA game is different in that the best team usually wins. In a 4 out of 7 series, the best team's going to win. Anybody can catch lightning. It's like the NCAA tournament. I love March Madness, but there's nothing like big men playing for a ring, because you're going to get the best team winning it's like hockey in a 7-game series, and baseball in a 7-game series, the best team usually wins. This catch lightning in a bottle one night and beat somebody, well, that's great for the fans and people watching, but it's not always about the best team. So those are my preferences. But that being said, the international game, there are parts to it with the ball movement and the almost positionless type basketball at times. I'm looking at a guy like Kelly Olynyk, who's terrific in the international game. He's big. He can handle the ball. He can play inside. He can play outside. This is the new wave. This is the new generation of players. I mean, I think back to the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, and in the finals, Spain went into a zone, and Mike Krzyzewski did something I haven't seen in probably 30 years. The last time I saw it was when Kentucky was playing. He took his best player, his best decision maker, and put him right in the middle of the other team's zone. And he put LeBron James at the high post, and he just destroyed that zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the international game, positionless basketball, where LeBron could do everything. And mind you, we are talking about LeBron, but look, a guy like Kelly Olynyk, you look at players like that, a guy like Andrew Wiggins with the skill set, they're really tough to cover in the international game. In the NBA, you can scheme for that a little bit better.
Talking to Paul Jones here, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Canada with a big win over Venezuela yesterday at the FIBA Americas. And Jonesy, Andrew Wiggins is going to get all the headlines for this Canadian team. He's the reigning NBA Rookie of the Year. But Nick Stauskas kind of had a breakout game in this tournament for him, and he's kind of gone under the radar, traded away from Sacramento, now in Philly with the Sixers. But he had 16 points, and we know he's a dead-eye shooter, showed it yesterday, 4 of 5 from beyond the arc and 2 of 2 from the line. This could be a big confidence boost for him, I think, and he's going to get some opportunities in Philly because we know they're bereft of talent at the moment, or at least talent that's ready to compete at the NBA level. It could be an interesting season for Mr. Stauskas.
Yeah, it could be. And as I said yesterday, he's got a skill that's transferable. Doesn't matter if you're playing on the playground, if you're playing the NBA game, when you can shoot the ball, people are gonna pick you on their team, and you've got something that is essential to the game. So I think for a guy like Nick Stauskas, it's about, similar to Anthony Bennett, it's about finding some confidence and playing well here and carrying that with you, taking it over with you when you return to your club in the NBA.